In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, we have read verse 9. We had that verse. These chapters we were studying in our local Bible study at that time in Switzerland, in Warsaw. And I had to say that maybe, never before Scripture has touched my heart as when we were considering these chapters, 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and 9. It is the great subject of giving. Giving. Just take these two or three minutes to tell you the background. There were saints in Judea, and they had followed the instructions that the Lord Jesus had given. The Lord Jesus had told, sell the things that you have, give alms, and you will have a treasure in heaven. And these people, they had taken the words of the Lord Jesus literally. They had really done that. And we read in the book of Acts in chapter 4, they had all things in common. They were living unity, the unity for which the Lord Jesus had prayed the Father. They were living these things practically. Finally, what happened? Persecution was starting in Judea and the famine had set in. So these saints there in Judea, they were in great trouble there. What is God doing in that situation? God is using the poorest of the poor, poor believers, in order to supply the things that are needed for the saints in Judea. He's using the saints of Macedonia. These are the saints from Philippi and from Thessalonica. These believers, they were persecuted, they were poor, we read that. And they were willing to sustain, to help the believers that are in need there in Judea. They were really practicing the truth of the unity of the one body. They were not only thinking of themselves, but they said, we want to participate in the needs of others. They did it financially. They were willing really to give their last shirt in order to help the saints. They wanted to have that kind of fellowship. So Paul is presenting these saints in Macedonia as an example to the Corinthians. Because the Corinthians, they had heard that Paul, he's gathering some money to help to meet the needs there in Judea. And the Corinthians, they said, oh yes, we will also do that. And they were professing something, but finally they stopped in the middle. They didn't do anything, or they did a little bit, but they didn't do what they had promised to do. And so Paul is doing two things. First of all, he's presenting them the example of the Macedonians. And he says, look at these poor people. They were willing to give everything. It says in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, and not according as we hoped, but they gave themselves first to the Lord and to us by God's will. These people, they said, Lord, do with us whatever you want. And then the Lord decided and said, okay, I want you to give the last thing that you have to help the brothers and sisters in Judea. And Paul is placing these saints as an example to the Corinthians. And they are an example for every one of us, for me, first of all. They were really willing to give up everything in order to help the Lord's people, to sacrifice. And finally, the second thing that Paul is doing is he is presenting the Lord Jesus himself as an example and as the motive for giving. Now, I don't want to speak about financial giving, but I want to speak about the principle that we find here in this verse, 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. The Lord Jesus was rich. He was God from all eternity, and he is God. But he was willing to step down, to become lower and lower and lower, to make sacrifices in order to enrich other people. And that is a principle. We are called to walk in the footsteps of the Lord Jesus. And I just want to apply this principle to all of us. The Lord has called us to make sacrifices in our lives for the benefit of others. Be it to preach the gospel to souls who've never heard that, or to preach the word of God to souls who have never heard certain truth. And we are so privileged, I tell you, you are so privileged with the things that you hear here this year, 2015 at Grove City. So many precious truths. There are many, many people in India and all over the world that have never heard such things. The Lord Jesus once said, to whom much has been given, much shall be asked of him. We have a responsibility with the things that we have received. And the Lord wants us to follow him, to make sacrifices, to be willing and say, Lord, whatever you want me to do, I want to be ready. To be in that state. Maybe he wants to use you right there where you are, in your neighborhood. That's possible. But speak this prayer. Lord, use me and do with me whatever you want. That's what these Macedonians, they did. They gave themselves to the Lord completely. They said, Lord, do with me whatever you want. And then the Lord decided what to do. And they became great examples for others, for us today. So we are called to follow the Lord in his footsteps, to make sacrifices to other people. And we shall realize we have received so much. So much has been given to us. And we shall be willing to pass that on. To preach the gospel to the lost and to teach others who had never had the privileges that you have here tonight. So that was a motive that really spoke to our hearts, and it's still a challenge for us today to make sacrifices in order to enrich other people spiritually. I don't want to take all the time. I want to leave room for a few questions. Maybe there are some questions on missionary work, on how the Lord is speaking or calling or whatsoever. I want to give you some opportunities to ask questions if you have some on your hearts. Yes. We first went as a family in 2011, so since 4 years. And I have to add that one more thing, there are so many things that the Lord, by his grace, made us experience. We were there, first of all, when the Lord called us, we started to read the Gospels, and we saw the Lord was sending out his disciples two by two. And that encouraged us so much to pray, Lord, give us another family. We wanted to have someone we could share things with, we can have fellowship with, we can pray together with. And so we prayed and started to pray, Lord, give us a second family. And after 2 years, the Lord gave us two families. Now we are serving the Lord there as three families on one compound, and we have altogether 12 children. So it's a great miracle that the Lord has done.